Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, Caillte has had to increase its surveillance of forests by using remote cameras to monitor illegal dumping activity and to help seek prosecutions. The organisation has spent $2 million on cleaning up forests from illegally dumped waste during the past 5 years or so. I'm joined now by Mick Power, who's Caillte's National Estates Manager. Mick, you're very welcome to the programme. What kind of items are being illegally dumped, can you tell me?
Well, you've got a whole plethora of stuff that we find in the forest, from electrical goods to household refuse, tyres, worn-out furniture, house renovations, you name it, and we've found it. It's pretty disgusting at times.
Well, it's got worse, has it? During COVID?
It has got marginally worse over the pandemic. I suppose people had time on their hands and they maybe were using it to clean up their places or maybe do a little bit of a renovation or something else, and they took the opportunity then maybe to get rid of it kind of in a handy spot, you know.
Mm-hmm. And it's definitely that there's more illegal dumping, Mick, is it? I mean, an awful lot of us were using the green spaces, the forests, a lot more during the pandemic. It's not that more people saw more stuff that was already there.
In one way, that would certainly have been the case, because when you go into a forest at different times of the year, you can hide that material and people will. Of course, when the foliage drops, that stuff becomes very much apparent. And people during the pandemic did walk in the forest. I mean, the numbers absolutely rocketed, which was great to hear and great to see that people got out.
Mm.
And people did communicate with us what they saw. And, you know, that gave us an opportunity to clean up places that we hadn't found ourselves, mm-hmm. as you can imagine.
Has the number of prosecutions increased?
Well, a lot of the stuff that we found will be working their way through prosecutions as we stand. It's very hard to get a prosecution on this area, because people are gone very clever, I suppose, at present. They won't leave any communication details in the rubbish that they're going to put out there. So it's getting harder and harder and harder to find who put it there. We cannot prosecute ourselves. We work very closely with the Gardaí and the litter wardens to achieve prosecutions. And in fairness, we have very good relations with them. And we do have success from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that will put people to sit up and think for a while, and maybe it'll be a while before they'll go again.
But yeah, are forests and green spaces, Mick, not covered by CCTV or security cameras?
Not all of our forests would be as closely monitored as we would wish. As you can imagine, we have over 1 million acres of land out there to cover. We do have a camera system in place. We usually monitor hotspots and areas that we know that are problematic. It's not always very easy to identify the people that are doing the dumping, because they come prepared. Mm-hmm. We do have people in the forest that use balaclavas when they're carrying out this sort of an operation. You know, so
that well prepared. And I suppose they come from a long way away as well, do they, to avoid detection?
Yeah, not always. They're never 1 million miles away. What we find is that as you come closer to centres of population, and that's where you'll have your problematic areas. Rural Mayo, rural Sligo, places like that don't have much of a problem. But as you come within 10 or 15 kilometres of the urban centres, you know, that's where the trouble starts.
Yeah.
And that's where you have the activities of the man in the van and that sort of individual, you know.
Yeah, okay. Well, look, it's absolutely disgusting, isn't it, as a practice? It looks awful as well. And then there's the biodiversity and environmental damage as well. So more power to you and your colleagues to detect all of this. We'll leave it there. Mick Power, Caillte's National Estates Manager, thank you very much indeed.
And lots of you getting in touch on 51551, particularly in relation to the bank holiday. One person says, another bank holiday, just more consumption of alcohol. We don't need it. John Howard has texted to say, we have enough bank holidays. We don't need any more. This will only put more undue pressure and hardship on small businesses. And who will pay staff for this? Only the same self-employed people that pay everything. One more on this. Seamus says, Cormac, Sarah, it would be appropriate to dedicate any extra public holidays to our elderly. particularly the silent ones that were cocooned. These people nurtured our young state. We can now honour them. You can keep your... Oh, sorry, we'll give you one more in relation to pennies. How many pairs of pyjamas do you need? Ask one person. Well, you can never have enough pyjamas. Keep your text coming to 51551.